is our wild thing. He's one of our NRL Nation commentators, and he'll be part of our team calling at least a couple of the games this weekend in the first round of the final series. And morning, Spud.
Morning, Richard.
I finished two in front of you. You came second.
Really?
Yeah, I finished two in front. And we settled on a big cash prize, didn't we? That second place was going to pay first place?
I think I'll give you some Budweiser beer.
Oh, that's a good deal. All right.
Any publican up that wants Budweiser, I'm available to speak to.
All right, Budweiser beer. Well, I sampled that at the Beer, Food and Footy Fest at Henson Park a few weeks ago.
Highly recommended.
It was a great day. All right, final series kicking off this week, but just a couple of things. Wayne Bennett at a press conference, he hasn't said something that generated a lot of media interest, but when he said they should get rid of the bunker, that did. The NRL said, no, look, technology's here to stay. Your thoughts on the bunker, Mark?
Well, I think we should keep the bunker, get people who know how to operate it week in, week out, right? So that's their job. Every game, pay them what they need. You know, get people who know the rules, the Bill Harrigans of the world. Yeah, honestly, get him in there as a job, pay him money, because they keep changing every week, and we keep getting different interpretations.
Yeah, well, that's been one of the criticisms. I think they're rotating eight referees. Some people have said cut it back to four, but you reckon maybe employ specific people just for the bunker?
Yeah, I even think ex-players, it's not a game where you can sort of, if you overcomplicate it, you won't get it right. Sometimes they look at it so many times, different angles. Sometimes you make the decision straight away. But regards to refereeing, I can't believe Adam G, who had the grand final last week, is not even in a referee for these four games.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the four games. First weekend of finals in the NRL. First game tomorrow night out at Panthers. Bluebet Stadium. They're playing at home to the Roosters. This is a real blockbuster. Big boost for Penrith, obviously. The return of Nathan Cleary. And for the Chooks, welcoming back Dom Young and Nat Butcher from concussion protocols and a number of other players who've been rested. Yep. Should be a ripper. Who are you going for?
Semi-finals. As a kid, you dream about this. Penrith Park, last game ever before they just knock it down. Packed house, ACDC playing on entry. We've got to go Panthers. But then again, mate, the Roosters, sure they've lost those players, but I'll tell you what, it's got some handy reserves.
Indeed, yep, I'm with you. I'm going for the Panthers too. Okay, the early game, 4 o'clock at Amy Park down in Melbourne. The Storm take on Sharks. The minor premiers welcoming back Ryan Pappenhausen from injury. They've also got Christian Welsh back on deck from illness, and Cronulla have named Kafusi to return to the side after being rested last week. Who are you going for? I'm going for Melbourne.
Okay, well, I think there might be an upset. I think Melbourne should win, but I think... Sharks, they've got no fear. They went to Manly last week, pulled their pants down. They can do the same to Melbourne. They've beaten them once before. Why can't they do it again?
Okay, so you're going Sharks, are you?
I'll go Sharks.
All right, okay, you're going for the upset. All right, Saturday night up in Townsville. I don't think the Knights have won there for about 4 years now, and the Cowboys looked pretty good last week, and I think it's final game up there for Valentine Holmes, so it'll do or die for both sides. Jordan McLean's back for the Cowboys, and Newcastle, who head into the knockout as the underdogs, have an unchanged lineup from what was a pretty good defensive effort by the Knights last week to knock off the Dolphins. Who do you like here, the Cowboys or the Knights?
The thing with the Knights, I think it's a worry about their attack. They can certainly defend, but I think Cowboys at home, very hard to beat. But then again, Newcastle last three games, living on the edge. Why can't they do it again? But I'll go the... I'll go to home ground.
You're going to home ground, the Cowboys. I'm going the Knights. Okay, the final game, the 4 o'clock game on Sunday. The Bulldogs have been flogged the last couple of weeks. They've been very disappointing, taking on your old team. Josh Adokar stood himself down after allegedly returning a positive roadside test to cocaine. We're obviously going to hear more about that one. Manly looked pretty good, but Matt Burton back for the Bulldogs from concussion protocols, but... a big one. I think it's their first finals appearance in 8 years for the Bulldogs.
Yeah,
and a big boost for the Seagulls. Tommy Trbojevic is back from injury.
Yes.
Who are you going for?
I've heard he's been in a hangar. He's had degrees of all change. He's had the turbine rewired, ready for the semi-final period. But I'll tell you what, the opportunity they missed last year against the Sharks, last week against the Sharks, could have had a home semi. Now they're going to Acor. Should be 50,000. Mate, they've got to do the same they did last time. Big man always beats the little man. You've got to bash them through the middle. Is that not the way of saying it? Take them on through the middle, and then the magic will shine on the edge. I'll go Manly.
You're going Manly. Okay, I'll go the Bulldogs. And hopefully a return to form for them with Matt Burton back. But look, just talking about Tommy Trbojevic, apparently he spoke to Anthony Seibold, the Manly coach, and suggested he take a pay cut because he's played hardly any footy this year due to injury. What about, and I've had a number of calls and emails, people saying, oh, they should get match payments. That'll make them play a bit better week to week. Any thoughts on that one?
Oh, that brings back years ago when we were playing A grade. I think it was $200 a win, $50 a loss. So, these guys, they put their body on one each week. For him to come out like that, I thought he had to go and get a HIA, because I'm thinking, there's no one in the world, any other footballer would give their money back.
Yeah. All righty. Okay, mate, good calling. You'll be calling, both the Knights Cowboys game and the Bulldogs Eagles game, mate. Good calling on the weekend.
Yeah,
look forward to it. Mark Spud Carroll, one of our NRL Nation commentators. All four games you'll be able to hear right here. Kicking off tomorrow night with the Panthers-Roosters game from Bluebet Stadium. All the action from around about 7 o'clock. Tim Manor, Brett Camorley, Joel Kane calling that game. But as I said, all four games, all the action right here.